Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Matt Damon, the actor.
The Bourne Conspiracy?
All of the Bourne trilogy, I guess. Yes, he's a 6-3 generator on the left angle cross of Endeavor in the quarter of duality. He's a sixth color, right fixed, split definition, has a conscious 43-23, with the 23 also unconscious, and that's split off from an electromagnetic 46-29, and then he has a conscious and unconscious 59-6.
Yep, you just gotta love a 6-3 profile, I think, don't you?
Oh yeah, they're my
And a
fave.
six color. And what I think about is with six line profiles and color, that it's a long maturation process. You know, that they really don't mature until they're 50. And here he is, 40, 41 as far as.
Now he'll be 41, but yeah, it's a long road for the six. But you know, I think he's done pretty well. It's like that channel of succeeding where others
Yeah.
fail. He has definitely succeeded. He now is actually in the top 40 of the top grossing actors, you know, of all time. So, you know, he's really been in the right place at the right time, you know, ending up in the Ocean's 11 and then the 12 and then the 13. And then the whole Bourne thing, you know, has just been
Oh,
incredibly
popular
successful.
movies. I mean, that Good Will Hunting,
Well, that's, yeah.
and I guess that was, you know, he won an Oscar with Ben Affleck.
They wrote that.
Yeah, I think the Oscar was for screenplay.
And he also, I think, was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in the movie itself. But yeah, that was where things, you know, really turned around. That was when he was about 27,
Yeah, isn't that
you know.
interesting when you think about that six line tripartite process? That here, when he's you know, right at his Saturn, after that trial and error trying different things, I don't know about his early life or whatever, but
Well, you know, it's interesting. It says that he took to role playing. He's from divorced parents, and his mother was like into child education, right? So he took to role playing as a child, partly because his mother raised him by the book, which made him feel as though you couldn't define yourself because you've already been defined by her. Which is interesting with this, you know, this defined G that he has, right? Because in many cases we see these actors, they're open G, right, for the role playing. But in this case, I think, you know, it's like overcoming that early kind of conditioning. And also, he clearly just likes to have different experiences, you know.
Oh yeah, no, the 43-23, and it's conscious, you know, structuring, insight, freaky kind of mind, off the beaten track type of thing. But then, you know, here it's a split definition with that 46-29, you know, succeeding where others fail, failing where others succeed. But the 59-6, the aura buster, you know, the person that can really get into your stuff. I'll bet you he really got into mom's stuff, you know, at home. Could, as far as the, I don't want to say chaos, but, the kind of confusion, and he actually has the 21st gate six line chaos, you know, which can succeed despite the odds, you know, in
Well, he talks about being really this lonely adolescent, you know, feeling such pain and wanting to belong somewhere and not belonging. I mean, I gather that he was very short when he was young, so, you know, he got a lot of flack about that. And so, you know, those kinds of difficulties. What's interesting, I think, is that he was very good friends with Ben Affleck, you know, from the very beginning. And so, you know, they ended up, you know, acting together. He said that, you know, the teacher was a, you know, a big influence for him, but that Affleck always got the long, you know, the long speeches and the better parts, right? I mean, you know, in that sense, you know, it's like Affleck always kind of being, you know, ahead of him, but that they're, you know, they're very good friends. I think they've got a production company and they're going to work on some things together. The other thing, I mean, one of the reasons he came to my attention is that he's just, you know, bid on and got the rights to you know, a story that he wants to direct, and so he's gonna star as well as direct. And I think, you know, here he is right at this nodal change, right?
Right,
And he
41.
has that 43-23, right? So just the acting, you know, it isn't enough. He wants to actually, you know, really put his stamp on something. And I think this is really...
Well, it'll be interesting. I mean, he's in the quarter of duality. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't surprise me that he teams up with Ben Affleck. You know, two creative people. And
right.
together, of course, they begin by getting an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that duality. It's that relationship. And here he is on the left angle cross of endeavor. You know, which is, we need to do something. We need to solve really the world's problems. It's the 48th gate, which is sixth line. But... you know, and you can't depend on others. You have to do it yourself. You know, you have
well,
to be
except
willing.
Except for, in his case, it's in this open spleen, which you can see there's a tremendous amount of pressure on his spleen, right? Especially
right.
with that, you know, personality sun there in the open spleen. So, and he's a split definition. So,
right.
obviously, you know...
No, the open
Other
spleen.
Other people
I
are
mean,
really important, right?
Yeah, but the lack of well-being in the world,
mm-hmm.
44th gate, fear of extinction, you know, that 1848, though, that people are idiots and they're incompetent. And, you know, so it's collective. It's with this open splenic center, you know, a lack of well-being and we have to do something about it.
Well, you know, I think it's that usual thing. There's two sides to this. You know, on one hand, he can be holding on to things that aren't good for
uh-huh.
him. On the other hand, it's like he has enormous sensitivity, right? And it's like with that 44th gate of being able to deal
right.
with the ego, of being able, you know, to have the depth. I mean, basically, you know, he's somebody that has real depth that's obviously developing over time and, you know, needs to be pulled out. I mean, he has to have other people because, you know, that 48's hanging there by itself. So
right, and also fifth tone. So it's like, you know, his depth is pulled out of him, you know, called out. And I really think this is a person going through all these different processes and stages.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the tripartite process, just a nodal, you know, add in a nodal thing. So this person can be kind of not reinventing himself, but evolving over time. And he is still in this process of, you know, we'll see who he is when he's 50.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still... a young man. And
well,
I
think the nodal shift is interesting because you know, both
yeah.
the conscious and unconscious, it's this movement from the 59 into the 55, right, into sort of the spirit of things. And it's like, how do you, you know, manage that spirit? You direct the whole movie. I mean, it's like, who really you know, controls the spirit
right.
of what the movie is? It's not the actors, it's going to be the director. And now, you know,
right, that 55
to,
very
you know,
individual spirit,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's
mm-hmm.
about his spirit,
right?
And you know, from that 59 where it's shy, you know, the 59-4, 59-2 shyness, friendships, brotherhood, sisterhood, you know, into, you know, we have to do something here. And you know, there's a lot of practicality in his chart. The 53-3, which is his design sun, you know, starting things and getting things moving, initiating things, and they're practical things. The
mm-hmm.
48-1 is practicality.
Right.
43rd gate, fifth line, practicality, practical insights that are, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I have the feeling like this guy thinks about what he's doing. What has he got? 61st gate, third line, which is interdependence. So that's, okay, we don't do it alone. You know, we need to have alliances and things like that.
I mean, he's somebody that's, he's pretty private. I mean, especially,
right.
I think, as he's gotten older, again, I think in the first part of his life, right, it's like he was with Minnie Driver.
Right.
And the whole flack about that was that she said he dumped her on a, you know, TV talk show, which he claims he didn't really do. But just generating
right,
that
right.
kind of, you know, negativity. That
slander
kind of,
and gossip
right,
with,
yeah,
the 55-2.
With the 55-2. You know, then he was with Winona Ryder for a couple of years.
Right.
And then he was with Penelope Cruz. And it's interesting because the woman that he actually ended up marrying in 2005 was a bartender. right? Not part of all of that, you know. And he became a stepfather to her daughter, and he's had three daughters with her. And I think, you know, he's one of these guys that's just a real, you know, happily married guy, has this private life. He at one point said, oh yeah, if they wanted to film, you know, my day, they'd leave in a few hours because they'd be so bored, because all I'm doing is like learning my lines and getting ready for the next movie. I mean, you can definitely see that, you know, he's a powerful generator. I mean, you know, he's made a lot of movies already, you know, in these years, and continues to I think, you know, it's like that 4629 of really going all out, right? It's like Courage Under Fire. When he did that movie, he lost like 45 pounds. He actually really, they're saying he's like, he didn't really mess up his heart, right? When he did The Legend for Bagger Vance, he had to learn how to play golf. He actually cracked a rib because he was like doing it so hard, right? And then these Bourne identities, right? I mean, you know, he had to do all this martial arts training and weaponry handling. So, you know, I mean, not only does he do that, I think he loves to do that. That's part of this, right? It's like, I really get to get into this experience. Right. I get to be born, you know.
Well, you know, when you think the 6'3", you know, so it's not somebody that's been up on the roof. It's somebody that bumps into something and has a new experience, you know, because that 4629, that abstract process, and he has the 47 up there.
And he has 7/3 lines as well, you know. So yeah, I think it is really, and with this channel of discovery anyway, that, you know, it's just about, he doesn't want to be bored. You know, he doesn't really want to be hemmed in a certain way. And I think that's obviously this movement and this development to have his own production company, to have his ability to direct, you know, to not be having to do what other people
want. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the design also of someone very interested in social issues and charities and stuff like that. And
he's been involved in philanthropy since he was 12. It's like he had a $5 allowance, and a part of that was going to be given away. So he's very active.
Right,
you know?
Very attuned to that well-being. And okay, well, Teresa, I'm sorry, but we're out of time with Matt. So
okay.
Say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.